Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. And I'm your host. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And right now, we're working on pretty much your complete survival. That's what we've been working on for the last 2.5 weeks now, trying to keep up with what's going on, keep a sane mind of, logic throughout all of this different stuff. And as you can see, as you watch TV, is that, it's not getting any better. I hate to say that. I'd like to say, hey, it's getting better, and we see things are, are improving. But really, I they talk about trying to come to some type of a peak where, this thing peaks and then starts to go back the other way. I don't see it. The material they're sharing with us doesn't seem to look that way. Obviously the financial fallout, which is what I was talking about pretty much for the last 2 weeks, hasn't even begun to happen yet. And people are already starting to get a little scared, and should be for that reason. I mean, it's, who knows what's going to happen to us. I've already started. I got an email. I got one email follower that just keeps hammering me about I don't have enough empathy. That's an interesting situation, because what can you do? If all of the smartest people in the world are trying to fix this thing and solve this problem, what can you do? The only thing I could do, the only thing you can do, is stay at home. I've been doing that. You've been doing that. And still, people are going to die. The thing that's freaking people out is that more and more people are dying faster and faster. So as of right now, I think we hit a record where over 1,000 people died in one day in the U.S., right? That's pretty fast, okay? So does it get worse? I think absolutely. How far, how bad, I have no idea. There's no way for us to be able to tell that. They won't tell us that they've got, by the way, they do have projections. They have mathematical projections that come from both the medical world and from the statistical world. They can figure out, what the numbers would mean statistically. But that really doesn't do much good, right? So as we go through this, all we can do is keep our head up and be vigilant and be aware of what's going on around us. Now, like I said, when we come out of this, when we get to the other side, we're going to be in a situation where there's going to be some tremendous amounts of money made. Right now, there's money being made. If you think about the fact, can you imagine being somebody who could actually build these, what do you call them, the machines where you breathe, the breathing machines? I mean, they're selling for 3 times what they were used to sell for, and it's just going to get worse, right? So those guys are making money, and that's the way all these things are. Whenever there's a disaster of any kind, a lot of people lose money, and a lot of other people make a lot of money. The rich get richer, and the poor get poorer. In this case, though, you don't even know who the winners and losers are going to be. So let's just get in here and let's talk about what we're coming across and try to stay together here. First thing we talk about, there's 6 different areas I want to make sure we pay attention to on a daily basis. One is health. One is food and supplies. One is your personal income. The next one is security. And the last one is investments, right? So the thing about investments right now, starting with the last one first, stock market's gone back up a little bit to 2,500, I think. Where's it at right now? Dow Jones, 21,279. It's up 300 points today. So some of you are breathing a little easier. The question is, when are you going to get out? Are you going to wait for it to go all the way back up? Or, by the way, I heard this the other day. Don't put any credence in it yet, but I've heard that there could be a second wave of this virus. The virus could morph. Now, obviously, we've set up to be able to take care of sick people, and we're increasing the ability to take care of sick people, but the virus could morph, and the problem could get worse. Then what does the stock market do? Does it go back down even further? Who knows? The bottom line is, really, almost nothing right now is safe. Even cash isn't sacrosanct, because if they keep printing money to create liquidity into our existence, then our actual dollars sitting there are being, you know, watered down. The value, the buying power of the dollar is being watered down. So, you know, it's not really inflation. It's something else, but it's happening. So there really is no right or wrong answer right now. The question is, what are you going to do? Myself, I'd rather sit and take the risk of the deflation of the dollar, the lowering of the inflation, the lowering of the buying power of the dollar, than I would the removal of the dollar. In other words, the stock market going away, watching my portfolio dollars disappear, is way more painful. In fact, there's an old saying, don't talk to me about the return on my investment until you talk to me about the return of my investment. Just give me my money back. That's the main thing at this point. So what are we looking at? We're looking at today some interesting statistics out there. One, jobless claims or unemployment claims, 6.6 million. I mean, the other day we had 3.3 million, and that was the highest we'd ever had, and it doubled, 6.6 million claims this week. So last week it's 3.3, this week it's 6.6. Was that 9? That's 10 million people unemployed. Man, we are looking at some problems there, right? And we're looking at, how do you survive all that? And each day, I have to tell you, I'm spending probably 8 hours a day on the computer. I'm getting thousands of people sending me emails, many of which are sending me the same email, and I wish people would just pay attention. But many people are asking the same question over and over and over and over again. What are the questions about? The questions are about their personal investments, but the questions are also about how to protect their income. And there's all these government programs going on right now, and we're watching them very close. We're all involved in multiple situations where we are both looking into them and applying for them and discussing the outcome of the applications. The big kahuna starts tomorrow, because the government has said there's two different kinds of loans you can get. You can get a disaster loan, and we've all, most of us on this world over here, lifestyles world, have applied for those already. It's an immediate $10,000 bonus, plus a loan for disaster against for your company. There's another kind, that's the payroll protection plan. And the payroll protection loan is, again, will start allowing for people to apply this Friday. So today, you know, for our members out there that are listening, we have a meeting. We're going to tell you how to do this thing. We're going to tell you what it will do for you. But you got to go to the meeting, because I can't take 20,000 emails anymore. In fact, I'm starting to tire out. I'm starting to feel myself tire out. It's just mind-boggling when you get 20 people asking the same question. I can't send it back out 20 times. And my staff is feeling that pain. I mean, we're just getting tired. So we've got a big, giant meeting today. If you're a Lifestyles member, you got to go to that meeting. Now, myself, I'm going to 3 or 4 webinars a day. Everybody, like yesterday, I went to Senator Cornyn's, you know, webinar. And that's the Texas senator, you know, Cornyn. And obviously, as a politician, he had very little to say. It's mostly hype. And then they answered some questions afterwards, which was very little value. You're going to get more information out of the private sector than you are out of the public sector right now, I guarantee you, because the public sector doesn't want to say, and they want to look good, so they're going to make stuff up. So I'll tell you that that was a complete waste of time. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to get into the details of this stuff. I've got a lot of stuff to cover today, so we'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing, as we have been for the last 2.5 weeks, interesting information based on the fact that we're in the middle of the coronavirus problem. And I'm going to go to a different direction today than I have been because, like I said, the really big news comes out tomorrow. Now, there is some news, right? Health-wise, 1,000 people die in one day. That's some pretty big news, right? The death toll, I think, is up to 5,800 or something along those lines. It's getting up there. But, you know, up there really is predicted now be around 100,000 people. That's what the models are showing, that we're going to lose 100,000 people. And Trump is saying, well, we could have lost 1 million if we didn't do this shelter-in-place stuff. So, you know, we don't really know if either of those numbers are real, but the reality is we're going to do what we got to do, which is to, you know, stay sheltered in place. Health-wise, I know that I had a operation. I was supposed to go in for an X-ray today, and they've postponed it and said I can have a, you know, virtual visit through the internet if I want to, but I can't go over there and get an X-ray. So that helped. But at the same token, a family member had an operation, and they took care of that person, even though they said they wouldn't do elective surgery. They did, because this guy was in massive pain. Food and supplies. I've not seen a lot of problem there, guys. I've been able to get anything I want to get. I've been able to order over the internet, even though it's a little slower to arrive because there's so many people. Although I ordered some fish food the other day, and it came within one day. So, I don't see any real problem there. Income. 6.6 million people applying for unemployment this week. 3.3 million people last week. There's a lot of it going on, man. There's a lot of people that aren't working, but remember, they're going to make some money off this unemployment because the government is paying $600 a week more than what they normally would for unemployment. So whatever the state unemployment is, the feds are going to throw another $600 a week on top of that. So, hey, some people are going to be not so bad off, really. And some people actually make more on the, you know, unemployment than they did on the job, but that's very few people. But the idea is, hey, let's just keep money flowing. And I think that is, my smartest minds have come up with that as the way to do it. I'm not going to argue that point because I just can't come up with anything better, to be honest with you. Let's talk about security. I thought that they had shut down the ability to buy guns. I was wrong. I finally I bought a gun last Thursday, two Thursdays ago. And so it was 11 days before I got the gun. In other words, you have to go, you buy the gun, then you have to go fill out the paperwork and get an okay from the FBI. And it took 11 days for mine to come through. I've bought many guns, and each time it's only been like an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, and they tell you yes or no. So it was really backed up. I thought they were just going to shut down buying guns, to be honest with you, but they're not. So here's what I want to talk about as far as that. You need to know how to use these things. You need to get into some type of an gun class and learn how to use these things, learn how to hold the guns, learn how to load the guns, learn how to, you know, shoot the guns, et cetera, et cetera, because you could be more danger to yourself having a gun and not knowing how to use it correctly than you would not having one. The likelihood at this point that there's going to be people trying to rob your house or attack you or whatever is still, and I say still, very low. Could it become worse? You know, it could, if things keep getting worse, because remember, we haven't hit the peak yet. So when we hit the peak, you know, then that will be where it gets the worst. But even when you hit the peak and you're coming off of the peak, you still have the fact that time is belabored there. It's going longer and longer and longer since you've had any money, and that's going to create some fear, and it's also going to create some bad people. It's going to happen, right? So, investments. The best thing you can do for investments right now is get psychologically prepared for what you need to do once this all shakes out. You know, it's not very profitable for a investment advisor to tell people don't invest. It just doesn't make any sense. And people are going, well, geez. You know, the financial guys are saying they should we should get into the stock market and stay in the stock market. And the wholesale flipper guys, real estate guys, are saying we should be out there wholesaling and flipping right now. And Dell's saying, let's wait. I'm saying let's wait because I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm waiting until we can get incredibly good deals. When is that going to happen? Once everybody's back is broken. It's not going to happen right now. It's not going to happen while there's still relative calm in the marketplace. When the marketplace finally breaks, gets scared and breaks, then you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be able to get some great deals. So what do we do, Dell, during that time? I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to get out and read a couple books that changed my life. These books changed my life. I've taken these books and read them to my kids, mine and Melissa's kids. I've read them to everybody that's ever worked for me. I've made them read these books, and I believe they're probably a big game changer. So let me talk to you about the books I want you to read. The first one is Richest Man in Babylon. Now, this book is kind of a Dave Ramsey book, way, way more advanced than Dave Ramsey, but it's the theory is on how you should handle your finances through your life. It's the stuff that your parents couldn't teach you because they didn't know it. But it's a very simple read. I would say it's probably a fourth grade read because I've read it to kids before and they love it. And what it is, it's parables. I think there's maybe 12 or 15 parables in this book that talk about how you should deal with this, 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 and this. And each one of them, in and of itself, standalone, is a great lesson to learn. The book as a whole has a total holistic effect of getting you to understand that there are people out there that know what they're doing with money. And the basic premise is there is a guy, the richest man in Babylon, who at one point was just a poor person, a laborer, who had learned lessons, and by learning these lessons, he became an investor and then the richest man in Babylon. And as the richest man in Babylon, he taught classes. And back then, classes meant you had 10, 20 people sitting in a circle in the dirt, right? And you were just telling stories about life and what you should think and know and do. And these are the stories he would tell his disciples slash students slash whatever you'd call these people that were there trying to learn from him. And it's incredible. If you haven't read this book, you don't understand finances. I don't care if you've got a college degree in finances. If you haven't read this book, you don't understand finances because you can't articulate it the way this guy articulates it. Thank you. Second book is a motivational book called Think and Grow Rich. Now, the interesting thing about Think and Grow Rich is written by Napoleon Hill over a period of time. He interviews all of the most successful people of his day. When we come back, I'll tell you how he outlines the book and what it does for you. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. We're talking today here, as always, in the last 2.5 weeks about the COVID virus and what you should be doing to improve your situation. And we're talking about investments. And right now we're talking about investment education and information. And I just said that I've got a couple books here I think you should read. The first one was Richest Man in Babylon. I won't go into that any further. Let's get to Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, where he went and interviewed the most successful people of his day and of his era. And he then came back and wrote this book. The book starts with a statement that goes something like this, and I paraphrase. This says, in each and every paragraph of this book is the secret to success. On every page and every chapter is the secret of success. They're all right there in front of you, but at this point, you're probably not ready to pick them up. The ideas are, you know, are simple, but not simplistic, and you're just not ready for them yet. And so what it suggests you do is read the book multiple times. Well, I took that to heart, and I read it. And the first time I read it, I highlighted it with a regular highlighter. And it was interesting. It really made a lot of sense. It was a great book. Helped me a lot get my arms around being how to become rich and successful as a person. And then I decided to read it again. When I read it again, this time I highlighted with a different color, which was interesting. And what I found was the stuff that was all highlighted the first time meant nothing to me. In fact, I was laughing at it. I don't even know why this stuff is in here. This is just as commonsensical as could possibly be. What I didn't realize at that moment was I had became that material. That which I had read and highlighted, I had become. And so, wow. Each time I read it thereafter, and I read it 7 times, I'd highlight with a different color. What I found was the stuff that I'd read previous was now a part of me. I believed it, I lived it, and that's why I was becoming more and more successful. But each time, something that was in the book that wasn't, I wasn't really ready to get that important issue, it would pop out to me. Each and every time I read it, something different popped out to me that I had now become ready to hear, that I hadn't been ready to hear in the first place. So Think and Grow Rich is the second book I would have you read. The third book is called E-Myth. It's by Dr. Gerber. And E-Myth stands for E as in the word entrepreneur. And the concept is that it's a myth that you're an entrepreneur. It's a myth that yourself, that you are, you know, actually an entrepreneur if you own a business that you work in. The concept is successful people develop systems. Unsuccessful people create jobs for themselves. And when I read the book, I had been that. I was definitely involved in Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I retired from corporate America. I ran my own real estate, so I was involved with my own real estate, and I was running Lifestyles, and I was involved with Lifestyles. And then I realized it. Why am I doing all this work? Why do I work so hard? This isn't owning a business. This is owning a job. And once I saw that, I could see forever and a day that, you know what? until you can be able to say you don't have a job, you don't have a spot. And here's the way he defines it. If you can go to your organizational chart, and on that organizational chart, there's no place for your name, you now own a business. Otherwise, you own a job. If you don't do the job, job doesn't get done. So what I did was I decided to take myself out of the business. And each of you as a business person probably wears three or four or five hats, and so did I. And so I took one half off and gave it to somebody else. And then I did it again and again and again. And I'll tell you, some of the stuff at first was fun to give away because it's stuff I didn't want to do. But some of the stuff later on, I really didn't realize it, but I actually like consulting people. I like helping people. I also found I like teaching seminars. I like being on stage. I like being in front of people. I like doing the radio shows. So here you are saying, but this is what I like to do. Why would I stop doing what I like to do? And the answer is, you don't have to stop doing what you like to do. What you have to do is, I did this. I replaced myself. There are now five people that can give the seminar besides me. There are now three or four people can do the radio show besides me. So I don't have to do the work anymore. I do what I elect to do, but I don't have to do it. All right, so that's the step, the next step. The last step is the cash flow quadrant. And this is a book by Robert Kiyosaki in his series of Rich Dad, Poor Dad books. And by the way, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book isn't a bad book either. In fact, I penciled that one back in here between Richest Man in Babylon and Think and Grow Rich. Its basic concept here is Rich Man in Babylon is that rich people do things differently than poor people do. And it explains all the differences. It's a good book. And so it goes in there. But the cash flow quadrant is the one about how you make your money. Do you make your money by being employed? Do you make your money by earned income or by investment income? And then it goes on to talk about really you should probably have a little bit of both if you're going to be successful. So these are all very good. Now I'm going to give you one more. Here's the sales pitch. You need to come to Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah. You need to come to Lifestyles Unlimited. You've got all this time. Everything we do is online, right? Everything we do is online. So you can get all this information that you've been wanting to get for the longest time, but just couldn't get in. So to do that, you need to go to, let me get this here for you. It is freeworkshoplivestream.com. Now, that's one word. In the link, it's one link. It goes free workshop live stream. That's one link, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And register. And the workshop's free. Just get in here and learn something, right? Get in here and learn something. Now, for the rest of the show, I've got emails that have come in. I'm going to share stories from people, questions from people. And They're rather interesting. Some of them are pretty simple, but some of them, one of them is really complicated. And I'm going to take some time with it. So we're going to be able to dig into these things. And if you want to, if you can't stay for the whole questions here for all this, then you need to just pick up the podcast and listen to it. Otherwise, you want to hang in here and follow along with these questions. If you want to send in your questions, you're going to send them to askdell@luinc.com. That's askdell@luinc.com. Now, what that means is ask is A-S-K-D-E-L, one L, that's askdell, and at L-U, which is Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., I-N-C, L-U, I-N-C, L-U, Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc.com, L-U-I-N-C.com is the way you're going to get to us. Send me those questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. Generally, I do it on the radio. Sometimes they're personal enough or urgent enough that I'll just give you a quick response directly to you, but generally I like to use them for something to talk about on the radio. Because if you've got a question, I'm sure there's 100 other people have the same question, which I'm learning right now as we're going through this. I'm getting, 300 emails a day is probably a conservative number. And I bet of the 300, it's probably only the same 10 topics asked 30 different ways. Okay? So the first email I get here is a redo of something I talked about earlier in the week. It says, I tuned into your show earlier and was wanting more detail on a subject you were talking about, pulling $100,000 from your 401k with the fees being waived due to coronavirus, then buying 5 houses in 5 months, making $18,000 a year. Do you remember talking about this? Well, I don't remember the 5 houses in 5 months. That probably was one of the other radio hosts, right, that did that. But I have no problem talking about this particular issue. The first thing that's important about this is that what you used to be able to do to use your 401k, if you still worked there, you couldn't pull the money out of it, okay? Now, the corona, you could borrow up to half of it, not to exceed $50,000. All right? You could borrow half of it, not to exceed $50,000, but you had to pay it back over 5 years. Put the money back in there or whatever. 3 years, maybe it is. I'm not sure. And so you could get the money out, and you could go take that money, and you could go buy real estate with it. And then you're paying little payments to put it back in. But you have the chunk of money. Well, guess what? It's changed, and you can get a lot more out. When we come back from the break, I'll share that with you.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. As we went to break, we're answering the question here of what is different now about the 401k. And the answer is you can now borrow up to $100,000 out of your 401k. As opposed to the maximum was $50,000, and you're not subject to the second rule, which was you can't take more than 50% out of your 401k of what's in there. So it's quite an increase. Now, we've also found that there are other ways to get money out, especially if you're married. So if you're married, you can get all of it out now you without paying the penalty. You will have to pay taxes, but not the penalty. On this particular answer for this particular question, you're not paying any penalty. You're borrowing the money, and you're putting it back in over a period of time. So you're basically just lending to yourself, okay? I have another one here. It's the same type of question. It says, I believe that you addressed this issue, but I don't recall the details. I have a current 401k that I cannot cash out due to the rules of the plan, but I can borrow against it at 4.7% interest. Would be able to borrow up to 50% of the funds. I would be able to borrow up to 50% of the funds, approximately $18,000. What happens, if any, if the current value of $36,000 were to fall below the value of the amount of the loan? All right. First of all, you can borrow up to $100,000 now, not 50% anymore. If you've got a total of $36,000 there, you can borrow up to $100,000, and you don't have to apply the 50% rule. So you could borrow the entire amount out, right? So that means you cash out of whatever you've got in right now. And you're saying, well, what if it falls below? It won't fall below because you have to cash out whatever you're in to borrow the money out. You can't borrow money out that you don't have in there to borrow out. So you have to cash out your stocks to get the money out of there. So it can't drop below what you have in there. Now, let's assume it could. Let's assume you can only borrow 50% out, okay? In that case, let's say you took 18 out of the 36 and the other 18 that were left in there drops to zero. They can't do anything because that's what it's worth. It's worth zero inside of your 401k. And by the way, if you take zero out, what's the taxable event? Zero, because you don't have any money. So the bottom line is don't think the 401k is a given. It's not a given at all. Not at all. All right, so the next interesting question I have here is, let's see. I have not, but you plainly downplayed the number. Oh, okay. This is the my friend here that keeps telling me that I am not keeping up with the number of people that are dying. And for some reason, this person is really offended by the fact that I'm not keeping up with the number of people that are dying accurately enough, that I'm underestimating it. And then he goes on to say, and this is what I think the real problem is, and I'm trying to figure this out with this person, says, you say, who cares how many people die? Well, I do. Because every time someone dies, that someone is an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a son, a daughter, a father, a mother, a grandparent, cousin, niece, or nephew. You have helped me score passive income, but man, you have your blind sheep thinking that if it's last 4 months that only 4,000 people will die. The proper model is very important. That's why you do anything you purchase is about plans. The guy's just rambling on, but the bottom line is what he's saying is, okay, you're really good at showing me how to make money. I'm a member, but you're just not empathetic enough. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The guy's saying, I'm just not empathetic enough for his taste in this matter, that I should care more about people dying. And, you know, I understand his approach. I actually died when I was 8 years old on the hospital bed. I was in the ambulance, and I died. They brought me back to life. I died one other time. I've had cancer. I've almost died multiple times. And to me, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There is a time and a place for a person's death. And when your ticket is called, it's called. Now, to me, I don't see the need to get all bent out of shape over the fact that people are dying. My mother's dead. My father's dead. Right? We've lost a child. People die. It's part of the world. It's part of what goes on. And when liberals, and it's got to be liberals, whatever it is, that just want to cry. And maybe it's not even liberals. Maybe I am just don't care. It doesn't have anything to do with what you do today. Now, I know in certain cultures, mourning people is important. And maybe I keep hearing all this stuff that there's going to be all this psychological trauma from this COVID virus situation. Guys, get over yourself. You don't need psychological trauma. You need to fix what you can fix and accept that which you can't. That is the only healthy thing to do, right? Let's see here. How much time we have left? We got enough time to do it? No, we don't have time for the long one. I wish we did. I got one here that I just really want to get through, and it's just too long, so I'm going to go ahead and let it go. Otherwise, I'll run it into the back of the show, and you won't even get what I want to get out of it. But what it is a guy who lost five houses. And I asked the guy, how could you possibly lose five houses? And he's a member. But he's saying, I did this before I joined. I lost five houses. And he's saying that because of that, I don't have a lot of money to spend right now. I'm a member, but I don't have a lot of money to invest. And I'm asking him, how did you lose five houses? And I want to tell you that the story, if I can get it out, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll dedicate tomorrow to that. The story is like a complete education in absolutely everything not to do with your money and with financial choices in life. And it's not like it's going to be like, wow, it's really easy to point your finger and say, well, you shouldn't have done that. These are things I teach. These are things that are in my manual and my books. This is what you shouldn't do. And I think this guy probably read my book and did absolutely everything I told you not to do and did it. We'll see you tomorrow. The rest of you, hang in there. Remember, it's not money. It's lifestyle. We'll see you today.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.